So it is a new month, obviously. October has come. We have lower temperatures. It'll be now in the 60s for the high. We have a change of colors inside the sanctuary and outside in our trees. I'm planning on doing a little bit of hiking up with the aspens. And it seems like now is the time to do that, because in a few more weeks, I don't know that that's going to be quite the thing. And we have what is my favorite holiday, Halloween. Anybody else love October? Okay, we got a few other October loves. So we have a new month. And with a new month, we have a new spiritual power or ability that we begin studying. And this month and into November, it's going to be a kind of a blend starting next week, because I will be doing some parts of the talk regarding the Don Miguel Ruiz book, The Four Agreements. And so please get signed up for that. You know, that is an opportunity to get to know each other. And the study guides and such are put together by yours truly. I'm still in the process and making it easy for our facilitators. I want to give another shout out and thank you to those. We have a couple of these that'll be via Zoom. So if that's a concern, and again, please check the website and also on the lobby to see which one works for you. You know, this is just an opportunity to grow together. So, anybody want to guess what the month of October is going to be the focus in the power that we'll be looking at? Release. Okay, you're on it. You know, there's the release of a lot of things, release of the warmer temperatures, a release of the leaves, just releasing. So, I'd like you all to take a deep breath in. Hold it. Hold it. Hold. I see some eyes starting to pop. So if you haven't released, you can. Right? Now here's the thing. 50% of life is taking in, and 50% of life is letting go and releasing. That's the truth of it. Half of life is about releasing. And how many of you have stuff or relationships or situations that no longer serve you, that are no longer useful, that you may be hanging on to? Okay, stuff, situations, people. I'm thinking every one of us has some part of our being that hangs on to things. What's up with that? How does that work? It doesn't work. Not really. So we have release, and we can release on the physical level. We can release on the mental, emotional level. It's all a balance. And the thing is if we are holding on to anything, spirit cannot flow. Life is about flow. Life is flow itself. How many of you know what the two main bodies of water are in Israel? They're what? Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. Very good. Now, I was in Israel in 1981, and I got to be on a boat on the Sea of Galilee and on the shores, and I also went and floated in the Dead Sea. Now, the difference between the two is the Sea of Galilee is full of life, fish and plants and all kinds of things, and the Dead Sea has absolutely no life whatsoever. Why is that? Well, the Sea of Galilee receives water from the north. It has an outlet into the Jordan River, okay? And then the Dead Sea has an inlet from the Jordan River, but no outlet. No outlet. So basically, there's no life if there's no release. And the more we hang on to things and that don't work for us, stuff, situations, so there's things, even how about our belief systems? Sometimes we have beliefs that are hanging us up, and we haven't released them and considered a new way to look at something. So we have things that we need to release. And I want to talk to you about the definition, first of all, release. And it's from the book Power Up Your Life, which is a study, one of the two books that I choose to study from. Power Up Your Life, which we have in our online bookstore and also in our physical bookstore. The definition. Release is the power to discard, let go, remove, liberate, dismiss, and eliminate. You know the one word that caught my attention that I didn't expect to be there? Liberate. Okay. You know, that just makes me go, release means to liberate. It's about freedom. This power releases and lets go of things that are no longer working in our lives or that aren't useful, such as stuff, people, and situations and beliefs. We can also release those beliefs and anything that prevents us from being the divine that we already are. And we have belief systems that actually block our expression of who we are. So it's good to examine those. So in the physical world, we have many examples of release. You already did the first one. I mean, you're practicing release as you sit here because you are breathing. We also take in food, but we have to eliminate waste. We perspire, so we have that aspect of release. We buy groceries, we take them into the home, and then we have to take the garbage out, right? There is a release. Everything is about this release. So release is actually vital for life to exist. And back to the example of the Sea of Galilee versus the Dead Sea. Release is vital. Vital. So, we're going to be practicing more the practice of release. We all have stuff that is in our lives. How many of you have too much stuff? I expect everybody. Some of you may not have your hands up. That's okay. How many of you have belief systems that may be blocking your good and you're not even aware of them? Okay. If you are not 100% in all of your good, there may be some kind of a thought that you got domesticated with, and that's in the four agreements that we'll be talking about and why we have been programmed. So people who have underdeveloped power of release in their life, of course, have a hard time letting go of stuff. They may be called pack. That's right. None of you qualify for that, I'm sure. Pack rats, hoarding, hanging on to stuff that you don't need. I know why I still have, I mean, I keep weeding out and I always have more stuff. Clothes that you haven't worn. Okay, come on. And someday I'll wear that, or right? And yet, have you worn it? Those folks also have a difficulty of letting go of people, of relationships, jobs, and other situations. There's often a sense of chaos and disorder in the lives of those that have this underdeveloped release. And it's, for me, I think it's fear-based. I want to hang on. Why am I hanging on to things? Well, because I'm afraid that if I let it go, what? And you fill in the blank. Then you have the overdeveloped release. And that's when you prematurely let go of things, right? It's like the proverbial, you're letting go of the baby in the bathwater. You rash in your letting go. You know, you let go of a job, that's not working for me. So you don't hang on to anything. You just kind of go, that's not working for me. And you're not willing to do any work perhaps in that. So you discard things very quickly and sometimes very much to the detriment of your being. So how many of you have, I think we've all probably had both extremes. Times where maybe you'll let go of something a little prematurely, anyone? Okay. And I think it's easier to really own that there are stuff, situations, and people that are in our lives that we are hanging on to and they're not useful? Anyone? Okay, you all got that. So we both have both extremes. Whether it's beliefs, limiting beliefs, your hurts and resentments and your judgments. Okay, I know nobody here judges, right? Come on. We have judgments. We have resentments. We have wounds. We have hurts. We have anger. We have judgments about ourselves. And again, Don Miguel Ruiz is going to bring that home about how much our world is a projection of our own inner thoughts about who we are and what we're about. And we need to release those old ways of seeing ourselves and our world and to do these teachings so we can replace them with truth instead of illusion. Because you'll hear Don Miguel Ruiz. Yes, I have been doing more of that this week. We're dreaming. We live in a dream. But you have to come next week for that one or tune in or watch it on YouTube. So how many of you know you have stuff that you'd be better off releasing? Whether it's internal or external. So when we have too much stuff, whether it's mental, emotional, that's blocking, and you know when you're in that place or too much stuff, and because there's an inner and outer, there's the mind-body connection, when I hang on to too much stuff in my physical world, it affects my inner world, and the same goes the other way around. She calls this, and this is in Divine Audacity, the other book that I recommend for the 12 powers. She talks about each power and splits them into three different aspects. And when she talks about release, there's three aspects. I'm going to talk about one of them today. The other two I didn't resonate with because the words themselves had a religious connotation, and I am not religious. They make me go to church on Sundays. I don't know. So two of the aspects that Linda Martelowitz that talks about for release are repentance and renunciation. Now, both of those made me go, not interested. However, when I did a deeper study of those and the metaphysical interpretation that she was taking it to another level, I found value in those, but those will be the upcoming weeks. And the third one is about cleansing. Now, first, I want to talk about when you have too much stuff, she uses the word congestion. Okay, you got too much stuff or you're stuffed up, right? You might have it in your body where you have the nasal cavities are blocked. Yes, I'm going to say constipation, you know, that's a block when you're not having a release. I talked to Shadow, the dog, this morning, said, honey, we're having releases this month, so hurry up. No, you don't potty on demand. I would love him. And so she talks about life. Life naturally flows. Naturally. Life is streaming. Bodies of water, I've spoke of, flow through inlets and outlets. A body of water stopped at either its inlet or outlet stagnates. It stinks. It dies. Damming the mind with unforgiveness, self-criticism, or non-constructive beliefs produces stinking thinking, right? Okay, so just saying that there is this correlation that things need to flow and not to hang on to things that are not ours to hang on to. So I'm going to go into the part that she talks about, which is cleansing. She talks about most of us shower or bathe on a regular basis, and we have something called dirt that we are releasing from our body through the shower. And we don't usually scrub really hard our bodies to release the dirt, right, and the germs and such. It's a gentle motion. So there's a release that we're going to talk about on the more internal level. And she has this way of seeing that she says, uses the word sins, that our mentalness, there's a How do you release your sins and what she defines as a sin? She says, mentally, sins as addressed by John the Baptizer can be thought of as dirt. Sins are mistakes we have made, lies we have told, facts we've withheld, confidences we've broken, and all manner of integrity breaches. I love this part. Listen up. Sins are our misperceptions and misunderstandings of divine nature and our divine identity. Misunderstandings and misperceptions of the divine nature and our divine identity. That's where we're missing the mark. The word sin actually means it's an archery term, meaning missing the mark. It means that I'm missing the truth that the divine is everywhere present and I am the divine and so is everyone else. She says, dirt and sin on the skin of our infinite self can be removed or dissolved with a gentle shower of awareness. That gentle shower of awareness can wash away the lies, the illusions, the untruth. And we come back and we go, what if I really am the divine in expression? What if everyone is the expression of the divine? That we've forgotten who we are. We've been told lies about who we are. And it was only because the people before us were told lies too. Again, back that'll take you right back into the Four Agreements. She goes on to say, sin, contrary to centuries of thought, is not and cannot be an offense against God or a deliberate turning away from God, causing our estrangement from God. Nothing can separate us from God. Nothing can separate us from God. There are religions and teachings that tell us otherwise. Those are illusions. It's part of a dream. It is not the truth. Nothing can separate us from God or the divine nature that is our most true infinite self. Only in our mind can we feel separate. Breathe. Only in my mind can I feel separate. And when we feel separate, we can cleanse our mind with the power of release. Cleansing leads to refreshment. The cleansing action of release restores our awareness of our original and true divine nature. Okay. The gentle shower of awareness brings me back to the truth of who I am. It's divine being who misses the mark and forgets. But here's the thing. You can forget who you are and everybody else being the divine, but if you remember one more time than what you forgot, you won, right? That's what I got to say about that. You know, it's about remembering, and that's why we come together in community. That's why we do book studies. It's to start looking at things from a different point of view than what we may have been taught. That's the whole idea, to release that which we've been told because it may not be the truth. To start to question. And it's okay to question, although we like feeling like we know, right? It gives me security. And there's a book that I would highly recommend also. It's called The Art of Uncertainty by Dennis Merritt Jones. And I have done a class on that, and maybe I'll do it again because it is a very powerful teaching about the art of uncertainty. So there was a time in my life where I was 20. I think that's when I went to Israel, actually. And I was in a Christian college, and that didn't work so well because there was a lot of do's and don'ts, and I had feelings for some girls in the dorm, and I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble. So I kind of really actually felt very estranged from God and from the whole non-denominational Christian church. And I also felt like God was a million miles away from me. Okay? That was my God of my understanding at that time. And I had heard, God loves me unconditionally, right? And my understanding at that time was, so what? didn't matter to me. Why? Because I didn't love me. I did not love Liz in the way that Spirit did. And you know whose opinion was more important? Was mine. Yeah, I don't love me. God loves me, so what? Who cares? God is a million miles away. That was the God of my understanding. And at that time, that was, I would quote, a sin, because I was missing the mark. I didn't have the truth in front of me. And I've developed a different understanding as Spirit continues to guide me and lead me. So there is a Thich Nhat Hanh quote that I love. He says, letting go gives us freedom. Breathe. And freedom is the only condition for happiness. If in our heart we still cling to anything, anger, anxiety, or possessions, and I'll add judgments, resentments, old limiting beliefs, if we hang and cling to any of that, we cannot be free. So how many of you would like to be free? Hello. Yes. Most of us want to have a greater experience of freedom. So I'm going to give you some how to be more free and to practice release. So your assignment. Yes, I do give assignments, and you can choose to do them or not. How free do you want to be? Right? That's up to you. So first of all, I invite you to write down and do it today. Because, you know, the only day we have is not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The only day we really have is today. That's the only day that exists. I learned that in Hawaii. It's like there's only today, right? So do it today. Write out your list of things that you would be it would benefit you by releasing. Okay, so you're writing your, I am releasing for my benefit these things. Put down everything that is your stuff. And, you know, you're starting the process. So notice on the week, during the week, you'll go, I could release that. Spirit will bring to mind things to release. She's really good about that. And, yes, I do refer to God as she, because she's been said about he for a long time. So she likes to have the other side. So you're writing down all your stuff. And when you're clearing out, by the way, here's my mantra. Do I love it? Do I use it? If not, then lose it. Love it, use it, or lose it. That's simple. So when you look at stuff, ask yourself those questions. Then you want to also write down your mentally, all the limiting blocks in thinking and the emotions you've been hanging on to. And I'm sure you can bring those up, because you are right beings and you know what is still in there. It's bugging you. Spiritually, any outdated beliefs you have about yourself. And then you want to, so you've written this down, then you want to do a ritual of some sort or a ceremony. One of the actions, so it's taking action. One of the actions is you go to the thrift store. Whew, release, right? That's your physical stuff. You can take your list and burn it in a safe way. You can do these things on your own. However, we're going to do a little releasing process now. So I'm going to invite you to go into this meditation with me, and we'll have a little just background meditation music with Robert. So I invite you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And let it go. Take another deep breath in and release. And now just notice your breath. As you notice your breath, you drop down from your head down into the very center of your being that knows no beginning and no end. Consciously recognizing that we are breathed by the divine, connected to the source that is love itself. And so as you breathe, let the Spirit, let that source bring to your mind what you most need to release at this time. Good. Now, keeping your eyes closed, imagine before you there is a long table. But it's no ordinary table. The table you have before you is glowing, a shimmering rose color light is shimmering upon this long table in front of you. And you realize that this table is actually an altar. It is the altar of love. And this altar is here for you to lay down what you need to release upon it. So in your mind's eye, you lay down upon the altar of love anything you're ready to release now. And now for the next minute, you ask, what else do I need to release? Right here, right now, on the altar of love. Are there any resentments, conflict, anger, limiting beliefs? Any judgments or anything that comes to mind that no longer serves you? Just lay it down, knowing that as you lay it down on the altar of love, it is transformed. It is transformed into the greatest experience of itself, knowing that something greater is replaced.